The 7th of July is a special day in the British calendar for all of the wrong reasons. I'll never forget that cabinet meeting on the 7th of July 2005. It started with incredible optimism and hope because the day before, London had won the 2012 Olympics. And then about half or two-thirds of the way through the meeting, there was then a series of cabinet ministers called out of the meeting, and it became pretty immediately clear that something very, very serious had happened. The meeting wound up, and a small number of cabinet ministers, not including myself, I was the Minister for Communities and Local Government at the time, went away to come to terms with what had happened. As the day moved on, it became clear quite what a terrible, terrible day the 7th of July had become for London. All the more ironic and awful for the events of the previous day. 5 years on, my thoughts are obviously, in the first place, with the families of the bereaved, above all, but also the families of the wounded. I think, too, of the remarkable response of Londoners, people who came together to help immediately, and people who came together over time to strengthen the bonds of community that make London such a remarkable, diverse, and special world city. This will be a very painful day for the 52 families of the bereaved. I hope that we can use today to remember the remarkable work that is done by our security and emergency services. I hope it's also a day that we can vow again to build up the strength of London as a place that really is an exhibit to the world for how diverse communities can work together.